What can you tell us, Diana, about what happened today?
Just as far as I can fathom it, a man's come up the valley shooting indiscriminately from his car at first. We know of at least two shootings close by to boot. One lady came here who was injured but conscious and lucid and what have you, and she went off to hospital with injuries to her face.
What when you say she came here, what happened? I mean, did she, was she brought
somebody up the road had... A family came running in at first saying that they thought somebody had been thrown out, something had been thrown out of a car which had hit a gentleman. And then somebody else came running in saying he's been shot. Now, he went off to the campsite, which is just up the road. So you'd have to ask them, I'm afraid, how he got along. Then obviously this other lady had had facial injuries, I believe through a windscreen, but I'm not entirely sure. She came here and was looked after, and the police took her off to hospital not long afterwards, but she was still conscious and walking.
Were people very frightened when they knew that there was
a
gunman
on the
loose?
I think that basically, obviously, it's a very quiet country country location, and when, you know, how many vans of armed police come herring up the valley, and when they realise that something like this is happening, yes, people were very scared. So we were just all advised to come inside and stay inside, and that's what we did.
What was the atmosphere like?
Just very tense. I think there's people coming in who'd realised that they'd come quite close to seeing him. Some people had actually seen him.
What were they saying?
Well, they said that I think there was a family who had seen him, and they were he'd left them alone, effectively. They'd gone up to see if he was all right because they thought he'd crashed his car. And he wandered off with a gun and thankfully left them alone.
And were they tourists, those people?
Yes, they were. They were out walking.
Well,
So they've obviously had a very close run thing.